A spring of goodness, subhanallah. A spring of goodness, subhanallah. A spring of goodness, subhanallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Repeat after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imagine the Day of Judgment and how difficult it is with all its terrors and difficulties and accountabilities. Allahu Akbar. Yet those people who are close to pious people of Allah azza wa jal, they will feel safe. Those who are near the prophets of Allah azza wa jal, will feel even safer because they're next to the prophets. They can ask for help. Can you imagine the pleasure, the happiness of those who are near Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day? Subhanallah. How happy will those people be? You and I could be part of those people who are close to the best of creation on that very difficult and terrifying day. And there's a way of achieving that. And that way is recitation of Durood e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited Durood e Pak upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Huniyatul Talibin, it is written that the shrouds of many people are washed and prepared, but they are busy wandering around the market. There are many people whose graves have been dug already, but they are busy enjoying themselves. A number of people are busy laughing, although their final moments are approaching fast. This construction of houses is keeping many people busy. They complete and have dreams, but at the same time, their life is about to be completed. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, we are lost in this world. We are going about our everyday affairs. But the one thing we forget is the only certainty of life, and that is that we are going to die. Allahu Akbar. The 15th night of Sha'ban is a very critical night. Nobody knows what's predestined for them. Nobody knows what their destiny holds. And we are busy. But maybe on this night, the night of decisions, things have been decreed for us that would keep us up at night. Agah apni maut se koi bashar nahi, saman so baraska, balki khabar nahi. We are busy gathering the wealth and the luxuries of life to last us 100 years. And yet how do we know if death is not around the corner? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala comes out on the 15th night of Sha'ban. And doing so, he says that once on the 15th night of Sha'ban, the great Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, looked, came out, raised his gaze and looked towards the sky and said, this is the time when whoever supplicates to Allah Azza wa Jal for anything, Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills his supplication. And whoever asks for forgiveness, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives him, provided that he is not a person who demands money unjustly, is a magician, a soothsayer, or a player of music. Allahu Akbar. Then he made the following supplication. He said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, O Lord of the heavens, O Lord of Dawood, whoever supplicates to you in this night or seeks forgiveness, Ya Allah, forgive him. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, the night of the 15th of Sha'ban is very precious. It is an open amnesty. It is an opportunity for you to turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal. It is an opportunity for you to seek forgiveness from the court of the Creator. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. O man, what has deceived you away from your Lord, the most beneficent? Allahu Akbar. Today, we're lost. We've been deceived by the shaitan. We've been taken away from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we've been left nowhere. Lost in the wilderness. The night of the 15th of Sha'ban is an opportunity to come back to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The scholars write, it's a very blessed night. Hundreds and thousands and millions are forgiven. But there are some unfortunate ones who are not. The alcoholic. If you have this bad habit of alcohol, drugs, intoxication, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who is disobedient to his parents. In this day and age, we belittle this grave sin. We think nothing of it. We're nice to everybody outside. We're nice to our mates and the mates' parents and everybody else. But when it comes to our own parents, we lack the respect and the honor that they deserve. We shout and abuse them. We mistreat them. We disrespect them. We disobey them. The night of the 15th of Sha'ban is a night when the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is descending. The call is made from the heavens that is there anybody seeking forgiveness? I shall forgive. Yet the scholars write, the one who is disobedient to his parents isn't forgiven even on this night. If you are disrespectful or you've had a disagreement with your parents, ask for their forgiveness and repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then the one who turns to adultery in this day and age with social media, with all these applications, fornication and adultery is on the increase. And people think they're getting away with it because nobody finds out. Allah Azza wa Jalla is watching. Repent for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then the one who cuts off ties doesn't receive the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla on this blessed night. The one who paints sketches and portraits, and the one who carries tales, Allahu Akbar, magicians and soothsayers are exempt from this. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the beautiful and blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when the 15th night of Sha'ban comes, do qiyam, stand in prayer, stand for worship in this night and observe the fast during the day. No doubt Allah Azza wa Jal, in a manner befitting His Majesty, reveals Himself with a divine manifestation on the sky above the earth from the time of sunset and announces, is there anybody seeking forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Is there anybody seeking sustenance so that I may grant him sustenance? Is there anybody afflicted so that I may relieve his affliction? Is there so and so? And he, Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, keeps announcing this until the time of Fajr. Wow! What an amazing night that this is. And if we are blessed to have this opportunity, we should stand in worship all night. And we should pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should seek forgiveness. And we should ask for everything we want. Because these nights don't come by often. Maybe next year we won't be around to see this night. So it's important that we make maximum benefit of this. Allahu Akbar. This night of Shab-e Bara'at is a night when your book of deeds is exchanged. Your deeds for the previous year ascend into the heavens. Your new book comes back. That's why, if possible, the scholars write, fast on the 14th. Worship Allah Azza wa Jalla on the 14th as well. So that the last few pages of your book have your five salahs protected with jama'at if possible, recitation of the Quran and fast that day. And then the new book starts on the 15th of Sha'ban with recitation of the Quran, Fajr, Jama'at, and all five prayers and repentance and Durood-e Pak
and fasting. Subhanallah. And in this way, the previous book of deeds goes up, and at least the last page has something that may help us, and the new book comes into existence and it may have something. On the 14th night of Sha'ban, Amir Ahl Sunnah Dawud Barakatul Aliyah tries to give us the best solution. Spend your time in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal and pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're at home every night, 365 nights of the year. On this night, spend it in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make the intention of i'tikaf and spend the entire night in worship. This night could change your destiny. This night could change your life. It could change the quality of your grave. It could change the respect you get on the Day of Judgment. And it could make the difference between eternal bliss in Jannah or eternal damnation in hell. The pious predecessors used to spend this night praying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, crying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was once busy in worship on this blessed night of the 15th of Sha'ban. When he raised his head, he sees a green piece of paper, a slip, and there's nur coming out of it, extending towards the skies. And it has the words on it. And the words say this: this is an order of forgiveness from hellfire, sent from Allah Azza wa Jal, the King, to his servant, Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Allahu Akbar. What if we spent the night worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and we got an order similar to this? Allahu Akbar. Our previous sins were forgiven. The calamities that are about to befall through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of his beloved Habib, are changed. The book of destiny is changed because Allah Azza wa Jal can change this. What if after the night starts, we supplicate, we constantly worship, we cry, we repent? Can you imagine the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descending? Can you imagine all the calamities that were about to come being changed and good being written for us? The scholars write that one way of achieving this is that after you've prayed your Maghrib Salah, stand up in Nafl Salah, and for the first two Nafl, make the intention, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, by virtue of these two rakats, grant me a long life of well-being. Then, similarly, go to the next two Nafl, and then make the intention, Ya Allah, by virtue of these two, protect me from calamities. And then, offering the final two rakats, make the intention that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, by virtue of these two, do not make me dependent upon anybody else except you. Sayyidina Taus Yamani radiallahu ta'ala says that I asked Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala about his worship on this blessed night. And he said that I divide my night into three parts. I recite Durood-e Paak upon my grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for one third of the night. I repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for one third of the night. And then the last third of the night, I perform ruku and sujood. Subhanallah. What a beautiful way to spend this amazing night. My dear Islamic brothers, true repentance involves admitting the sins that we've committed. Sometimes the shaitan doesn't let us do that. Sometimes we think we're pious, we haven't done anything. But yet if we start to think about our sins, the list is endless. Admit it. You're admitting it in the court of the Creator who knows everything, even the nuances in your heart. How can we hide from Allah Azza wa Jal? Admit your mistakes and then feel shame in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then have this determination to abandon the sin. These are the conditions that one needs to have for true repentance. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal truly, and then turn to the Creator and watch the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descend upon you. I'm going to finish with two things. One, on this blessed night, cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. On this blessed night, try and recite the dua for Nisful Sha'ban. This dua is amazing. Let me read to you the translation. Ya Allah, the one who does favors to everybody, but no one can do a favor to you. O the one bearing high majesty and grandeur, O the one who bestows bounty and rewards, there is none worthy of worship except you. You help the troubled. You provide refuge to those who seek refuge. And you give peace to those who are in fear. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, in the original book in Lohi Mahfuz, that is by you, if you have written my name amongst the unfortunate, the deprived, the rejected, or ones lacking sustenance, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, with your grace, remove my misfortune, my deprivation, my disgrace, my lack of sustenance. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, write my name amongst those who are blessed with good fortune. Increase sustenance and the ability to perform good deeds, your original book. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed you have truly mentioned in your own descended book, the glorious Holy Quran, through the blessed tongue of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah erases and confirms whatever He wills, and only with Him is the real book. Oh my Lord, oh my Rabb, by virtue of divine manifestation that lies in the 15th night of the blessed month of Sha'ban, in which every practical task is assigned and is made irrevocable, remove from us all calamities and discords, those that we know about and those that we do not know about, while you, Allah Azza wa Jal, know everything. Truly you are the most powerful, the most reverend. May Allah Almighty send blessings and salutations upon Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his holy family and upon his companions, and all praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal, the sustainer of the worlds. Ameen. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are two drops that Allah Azza wa Jal likes. The second of those is the drop of the blood of a martyr when he gives his life in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. But even more than that, the drop of blood of the martyr is second. Even more than that is the drop that comes out of the eye that cries in the fear, the awe of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make this night special. Cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask for forgiveness for your sins. Ask for security from calamities of the future. Ask for whatever you want. For the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is calling out. Ask for whatever you want. And by the blessings of the beloved Habib, if you are asking for the right thing with sincerity, humbleness, and true repentance, then there is no bounds to the treasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are no limits to the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah, by the blessings of the beloved Habib, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is the most merciful, the most magnificent, the most compassionate, and the most amazing. Use this night to change your life, to change your future. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
A spring of goodness, subhanallah. A spring of goodness, subhanallah. A spring of goodness, subhanallah.